Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Yes, it is. Time for another week of Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Sunny the California Girl Summerlin.
What's
Eddie,
up, Jeffrey?
Not much, buddy. What's going on with you?
Hey, man, everything is going bright, and it's getting better every day. And you know, I'm just glad to be here today and sitting, you know, with all these nice people. And Patricia, I understand you making big news all over the world.
That's right.
Tell me about
Jeff, and hey, Eddie, absolutely. I'm super excited. We have a Kickstarter that's going to be starting February 6th, which is in turn for a hardcover and softcover edition of the encyclopedia, which is, it's got some great wrestlers, Lanny Poffo, you know, to name a few, Nikolai Volkov, the Killer Bees, Rocky Johnson, Jake Hager, and of course, me, Sunny the California Girl. And what this is a bio. It's a little snippet of our life, which we're truly honored to have. And it's in an encyclopedia form, like I said. And yeah, this is pretty awesome. Pretty humbled. And thank you, John Crowther, for writing this story. I'm very humbled.
That's special to be able to say that. And I'm so proud for you. And it's going to do really well, as everything you do. You do well.
Thank you. And, well, hey, it's getting out that story of mine, isn't it? And as you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, but
it surely is. It's not so sunny, that's for sure. But hey,
but you know something? It's going to get out there, and when it does, it's going to be, man, it's going to be awesome.
Well, I'm just glad you were able to get in there and get those other guys over, because I've never heard of anybody but Sunny the California Girl that you just mentioned.
Well, you heard of Rocky Johnson, boy.
I've heard of them all.
If it wasn't for Rocky, it wouldn't be no Dwayne Johnson.
Right? There wouldn't be little Dwayne, and he's not so little anymore.
We got to take a break here, so we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access, no cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Call for Code brings together the world's software developers and problem solvers to take on pressing societal issues using advanced technologies to create cutting-edge solutions. Call for Code founding partner IBM and its creator, David Clark Cause, have named Soft Water as winner of the initiative's fourth annual global challenge. The Soft Water sensor and analytics platform was created to combat water quality-related deaths in rural areas. The India-based team will receive $200,000 and support to incubate, test, and deploy their solution with the IBM Service Corps and the Linux Foundation. Ruth Davis, Director, Call for Code.
Call for Code now reaches more than 500,000 innovators across 180 nations, and we see its impact on the ground in local communities. We are excited to work with this year's Global Challenge winner, Saft Water, to deploy a solution that could help provide people with the information they need to address water-caused illnesses.
To learn more, visit callforcode.org.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Now then, all over the world.
Down the middle. It's Hill in the open. Cuts it upfield. He might be gone. He is. Kansas City takes the lead with a minute to go. From 64 incredible yards.
Well, we talked about Josh Allen needing to make a huge play. This place is going crazy. And then all of a sudden, you got Superman himself comes out, and he shows you Patrick Mahomes.
From the 19 in 17 seconds. Down the middle to the end zone. And there it is. Hail Mary kicks.
Gonna throw it right away, right now, to someone in the middle.
Down the middle. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a 48-yard attempt. Only 48 yards. That's what it'll be.
I'm so nervous.
So are hundreds of thousands around the planet. The kick is good. It's going to overtime. Looking to the end zone for the win. He caught it. Ball game. Chiefs to the championship game.
This is Mouthing Off.
This is Mouthing Off all over the world with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Summerlin. And this past weekend was probably the best that the NFL had to offer. And that game right there was one of them, Eddie.
Well, I can guarantee you that, you know, when you look, just the excitement. You know, people listen, you just got to come up glued out of your seat, Jackson, because that is what's happening. I mean, the Chiefs just turned the world upside down with the comeback against the Buffalo Bills. And you got two great quarterbacks. You know what's so really good about this is that they both are really good. And so you got the Chiefs versus the Bills, 42-36. The Chiefs take the win in a barn burner of a game. That's exactly what it was, Patricia.
Absolutely. And Mahomes and Allen show that the future is so bright, I would say.
Yeah, you're right. The reality is that the last couple minutes of that game were some of the most exciting football that you could possibly see on a stage in the NFL, and there is a lot of controversy over the postseason overtime rules because Josh Allen brings them back, puts them up, hits the two-point conversion, And then Mahomes marches him down, gets the field goal to tie it up and take it to overtime. And then the Chiefs win the coin toss, and they get an opportunity to go down and score in a touchdown, and they do. And then the game's over. No chance for the other offense to... I understand sudden death overtime in a sport where both teams are trying to score at the same time. Like, you take hockey, you take soccer, where both teams' offenses and defenses are on the field at the same time. But in football, you literally are giving it to an offense, and a defense is expected to make a stop. That other offense doesn't get a chance. And so there's a lot of controversy. They want the rule changed. I assume it will be for the postseason going forward, but disappointing for Buffalo fans. But Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you can't let the guy get into field goal range in that last run to tie it up. The Buffalo Bills defense let them down, or Patrick Mahomes is just too good for them to stop.
Well, it's a little bit of both. But I can tell you this, when you look at it, you know, the rules, they really need to be changed. They need to go to either a 10-minute or 15-minute OT, and then at the end of that 15 minutes, whoever's winning the game wins the game. And that's, you shouldn't ever allow just one team to have the ball and go down and score. You know, that's just... That's not fair.
I honestly agree with you. They could do it your way, but the reality of it is all that they have to do is give the other offense an opportunity. I mean, they could be stopped. They have to score a touchdown, and the game could go all night, but I don't understand why the NFL would have a problem with that. I mean, imagine the television ratings for a back-and-forth five-overtime game between the Bills and the Chiefs. I mean, forget about it, Jackson.
Well, yeah, and all they're doing is going ching, ching, ching. Yeah. You know, they don't care.
Exactly.
Those guys That's are not right. playing. You know, they're just counting the money.
In the first Saturday game, Cincy took the Titans out of the playoffs with a 19-16 win.
Tannehill steps forward.
Well, there it goes, Tannehill. You know something? That has been a problem for this guy for a long time. You know, he always throws an interception, even though he's got a winning record. The guy's 30-15 and since 2019. It's great. But the bottom line is, you got to win the big game. You know, you can win all year long, but if you can't win when the going gets tough and the tough get going, You're not a real winner. You're just showing up, getting a paycheck, and he can't, believe me, he couldn't lead those Titans down the field, even though they had Derrick Henry, and those guys played their heinies off, and he choked. He backed up, threw that ball right into double coverage, and that guy didn't have a chance to catch that ball, period.
Tennessee's got a good team. They've got a good future. They're young. Oh, Tannehill's going to have they're going to have another shot at it, and we'll see what happens in the future. The 49ers beat Aaron Rodgers 13-10 over the Packers.
The Niners, you know something? Patricia, I think
they're not my team.
I think it's
for darn sure
that the Packers prepare to say goodbye to Aaron Rodgers. He's out the door. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's going to move on. Yep. Yeah, it was that was a spanking in a way. It was a 49ers. Come on, I don't
at
know.
At home in Lambeau Field, he was 8-0.
I was disappointed. Yeah, they were at a home field. Yeah, Debbie's rubbing it in my face. One of the other Glow girls, she's like, "Yeah, Sonny," and I'm like, "Yeah, okay." And now they're going to play my Rams. Watch.
Well, so we're going back and forth. We're going to talk about that in a little while. That's going to be a tough one. And
oh yeah,
you know, Jeff, when you talk about the Packers, they got real big troubles now. They with Aaron Rodgers wanting to leave, and we're going to talk, you know, later on in the show about where we think he's going to go. But he's definitely going to leave Green Bay.
And Devontae Adams came out and said that his career depends on whether or not Aaron Rodgers stays, because they are going to be in a rebuild mode, and he is one of the best wide receivers in the league. And if Aaron Rodgers isn't throwing passes to him, I don't think his time in Green Bay will be very long either. I think he's going to want to go somewhere where he can have a great quarterback because he is a great wide receiver. That team is not as good as they come off as
Aaron Rodgers made them.
No,
and he took an also-ran, a second class, just call it a second class team, and turned it into a winner. And that's what winners do. That's what leaders do as quarterbacks. They go in and take charge. They don't make excuses. They find a way to win, and that's Aaron Rodgers. But he's got to have help. He didn't have help in that game. He didn't have any help. Those guys, they just played like, it's just, I don't know. It's just, they didn't really want it. And if you don't want it in your belly, you're not going to win. You got to want it, and you got to taste it, and you got to breathe it. And then you got to go get it. And that's what Aaron Rodgers is fixing to do for somebody. And whoever gets him, and I think I know where he's going to go, but I'm not going to say right now, but it could be awesome.
All right, Patricia, there was one other game. What happened in that one?
Should we say? Do we need to? We've got Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Right? He's amazing. And I'd like to say, I wonder if Cooper Kupp is going to be MVP. I think he deserves it.
He should definitely be in the running. They rarely don't give it to a quarterback, but he's been a stallion.
After that play, yeah. Those two together are powerhouses. Amazing.
You know, I want to give you a stat. I want to give you a stat real quick, Jeff. You're going to find, and Patricia, you're going to find, when I read about it, I found it. I couldn't believe it. Do you know that every quarterback that has led the league in passing yardage has never won a Super Bowl or even been in a Super Bowl? They're 0-56.
That's because defense wins championships, Eddie.
Well, I'm just telling you, I just gave you a rule that I can't help. That they couldn't make it. It wasn't my fault. It's like I used to tell Daryl Talley. I said, DT, you could at least won by accident. Just one. You went four straight. You could have won one by accident. Remember I used to tell him that all the time?
Yeah, yeah. The Rams over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 30-27.
Yeah,
Tom Brady.
30-27, yeah.
Tom Brady's career was tired. He may be over. He may be done for his career.
Nah,
but
he's coming back one more time.
All right, we'll see about that.
I don't know. He's thinking about retiring, guys. We'll see.
All right.
Patricia's Power Play of the Week.
My Power Play of the Week would be definitely Matthew Stafford of the Rams and Cooper Kupp, which I do believe he should get MVP. Most definitely. Matthew Stafford as well. I mean, they just played so well. Tom Brady, that had to hurt.
Well, absolutely. And when you look at stuff like this, that, you know, when you see the greatest of all time getting beat because he has no defensive backs that can cover, that's a crying shame. Well, I mean, he brought those guys back, and the Buccaneers should have won that ball game. But, you know, if a frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his butt either.
The Los Angeles Rams defense stopped Tampa Bay, and Matthew Stafford didn't do anything to lose that game. He played well enough to win. And that's the history on Tom Brady's potential last playoff game. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off, we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Mouthing off all around the world.
We're back with Mouthing Off All Around the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Summerlin. Eddie.
Well, Sean Payton leaves the Saints after 16 years. You know, and I would love to hear what he has to say about that.
For me, it was play until they tell you you can't play anymore. And then it's like, well, all right, I don't want to leave, though. All right, then you have to coach. And I've always felt grateful to be able to teach and be part of the locker room, even though I wasn't playing.
What's really cool about Peyton is that he was great for the franchise, great for his community, and stepped up to do his part during Hurricane Katrina. And, you know, he had a king cake going in, and he gave the owner a king cake on the way out. That's true leader of the Who Dat Nation was Sean Payton. And that's going to be a tough guy to replace. And, you know, so help me God, Jerry Jones, if you got one brain left in your senile head of yours, you better be on the phone calling him and asking him to come coach the Dallas Cowboys like tomorrow.
I have thoughts on this, and at this point they're conspiracy theories until they come true. I have two different thoughts on this. One of them being that Aaron Rodgers may be considering the New Orleans Saints and he didn't want to play for Sean Payton. The other is that there's a potential that there was some collusion and Sean Payton and Aaron Rodgers may be hooking up somewhere.
When you look at a guy like a Sean Payton, and he spent 16 years building those New Orleans Saints into a powerhouse, and he quitting, he's just leaving. That's got to be a shock to the community. It's got to be a shock to the NFL. And what is his players going to do?
I mean, absolutely,
they're lost. Yeah. Believe me,
something happened there. I mean, he could have just been stale after 16 years with the same franchise, but he really does seem like the New Orleans Saints guy. When you think of the New Orleans Saints, you think Drew Brees and Sean Payton. Everybody else comes next.
That's because he made them.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's another Bill Parcells' guy, Sean Payton was, he came from Bill Parcells. And that's how come he's such a great coach. Him and Belichick had the longest tenure of any coaches, Patricia, in the league. Belichick has the most, and Sean Payton had the second longest, yes, and at 16 years. And he chose to leave. They didn't want him to leave.
He said in his press conference he's taking some time away, but I wonder if that time away will just be one off season.
I don't think he's going to – I don't know if he's going to take – it just depends on what he's offered, I think.
Yes.
If he gets that right job, he's going to go. And I think that he did – he worked hard, and he built something out of nothing and watched it grow. And then it was starting to crumble because the owners wasn't spending money and they wasn't getting him the right players and not keeping the right players. And, you know, as a coach or a person who's used to winning, you can't tolerate that. You just won't. You just sometimes turn in your notice and say, you know, I got to go.
Yeah, barring a few injuries late in the season, that team would have been in the playoffs. So it's not like he's leaving a team behind that didn't have potential, although I don't think he was satisfied with the two quarterbacks options that he had in town. But that's an easy fix on a team like New Orleans. I feel like a guy could be brought in. Another big name has decided to change jobs. Eddie, who's that?
Who, Josh Daniels?
Yep.
Josh Daniels is going to be, let me tell you, he learned something from the first outing, Patricia. He learned that don't go with another GM that really doesn't know you. You make sure you take your GM with you that's going to make sure that you get the personnel that will help you win. He learned that from Bill Belichick because Belichick let him go out there and get bit. And then when he came running back, the big dog taught him, said, hey, little dog, here's what you need to do. And so
right now
he got his own GM and he says, I'm not taking any job unless you hire my GM. Then that way I can bring in the players I want. I won't have a problem. And that's a smart guy because
your team effort right there. Your double duo, you know, your right arm.
Absolutely. Know. And you know something, Patricia, you can't say that guy can't coach. How many years he coached Tom Brady, Jeff?
Not many.
A bunch.
Yeah. I wonder where he's going to land, though. Where do you think he goes? You think he goes to Atlanta? Do you think he goes to Miami? Where does Josh Daniels land where he can bring his GM with him?
Boy, I tell you, the perfect scenario for him will be the Atlanta Falcons because he has a quarterback that's seasoned and he has the wide receivers. And they got a good team. They just need an offense guy to go in to really get that motor going again. And to me, Atlanta would be a perfect place to go.
I agree. It would be a good call.
They got all that right there. You know what I mean? It's there.
Yep. And they don't have a Tua problem. So that would be a good decision for him.
Yeah, because let me tell you something. Tua, if I was a head coach, first time that Tua said something to me, as a head coach, it'd be Tua all right. Be Tua goodbye.
That'd be a choke slam.
It's going to be interesting to see going forward with the Dolphins. They made the decision to stick with Tua and get rid of Flores, and Flores is going to land somewhere else. And it's going to be interesting to see if they chose poorly on that. If Tua ends up being phenomenal, they bring in a coach there, and the guy wins a Super Bowl in Miami, then they were right to get rid of Flores. I just do not see that as the writing on the wall.
Well, I always saw this when they hired Flores, that him and Tua wasn't going to get along. But see, Flores babysitted him too much and let him get the la, 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 you know, sucking on his bottle too much instead of, you know, saying, hey, get that bottle out of your mouth and get your butt moving.
You know, it's funny because you look at two of these situations where Josh Daniels leaves the Patriots. Obviously, it would be a good thing for him to land. Denver could use him right now.
And I don't think he'll ever go back to Denver.
I agree. And the funnier thing is that Nick Saban would probably really love to go coach in Miami, but already been down that road too, probably not going to happen again.
Why would you leave the great state of Alabama making $20 million a year and have to put up a bunch of nonsense from all them NFL players.
He's shown that he wants to go to the next level, but
oh, he don't care anymore, man. He's over it.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh yeah, he's all about winning national championships. He's gonna probably coach 3 or 4 more years.
What about when all the sanctions start to come in from all the cheating they've been doing there in Alabama?
Well, let me tell you something about the SEC. As a rule in the SEC, if you ain't cheating, you ain't winning.
I know, but eventually they get caught, and then you have to move on to another team.
Yeah, it's the year of the curse being broken in the state of Georgia. The Peach State of Georgia broke the curse on the World Series and the National Championship, and hooray for the Peach State of Georgia.
All right, well, we're running out of time here. The multi-million-dollar question, Eddie, where is Aaron Rodgers going? Packers, Broncos, or Steelers?
I just can't imagine him going anywhere because I identify him with the Packers. You know, I think Packers and Aaron Rodgers. So, well, it'll be interesting.
It's certainly not going to be the Packers, and I'm going to say he's going to the Denver Broncos.
You've said that before. I think the Steelers are out because I don't think that they're going to want to go from Ben Roethlisberger to Aaron Rodgers. I feel like that they probably feel like that is an even swap, and there's no need to do that. He's not going to stay with the Packers. I'd be stunned. I mean, it could happen, but I would be stunned. And there aren't a whole lot of teams out there. I mean, the New Orleans Saints is obviously a destination that could land an Aaron Rodgers, so I see them as a sleeper to bring him in. But we'll have to wait and see because time.
The reason I say the Bronx is because John Elway has that kind of drop back, throwing, moving, and just like Aaron Rodgers, and John Elway can relate to Aaron Rodgers, and they can talk. You're talking to another Hall of Famer.
Yep.
So, you know, you're talking to a guy who's done it, who's been there, who's bled and gave it all on that field.
All right.
Why wouldn't I want to go play for him?
I don't know. We're out of time, though. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Take the spa experience home with Alico's luxury sauna line. Choose from a unique variety of indoor or outdoor saunas that come in multiple shapes, sizes, and wood types, handcrafted from the highest quality materials. View our full selection at Alico.com to find the perfect match for your lifestyle. That's ALEKO.com. 10% off plus free shipping on any item. Use code RADIO10 at checkout. ALEKO.com. Monthly financing available.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
Thank you, sir. We feel welcomed back to Mouthing Off all around the world with Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Summerland. Eddie.
Well, you know something? We got the 49ers versus the LA Rams. Jimmy G versus Matthew Stafford. Right?
Yes.
And in the 10 matchups in the Shanahan-McVay era, the 49ers have won 7, including 6 in a row. That's important to note.
Yeah, I know. But this time, the Rams will win because of the defense. Stafford to Coop and Odell Beckham Jr. And also, just to bring this little point up, I might say Cooper Kupp, his wife, now has put out, stop selling tickets to San Francisco 49er fans so they can fill more seats with the Ram fans, which I think is a great idea because last time they had more San Francisco fans when they played.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I'd like to see that.
That's because that's the whole reason why Los Angeles doesn't get football teams for very long is because they don't have a fan base that's as rampant as the 49ers or what used to be the Chargers. They'll travel, and if they can pull off, no team has ever really pulled off this colluding to not sell tickets to the other team's players. So it's probably going to be a 50-50 crowd. But I'm going to tell you this. That doesn't matter because you said it first. The reason why the Rams are going to win this game is because of that defense. I think after watching what they did to Tom Brady, they are the team to beat. I don't think any quarterback can beat that Rams defense in a playoff scenario where they're playing in playoff mode. They are good, top to bottom, unbelievable, up front especially. That team has guys rushing the passer, and if you double team one of them, the other two are coming, and if you double team the other both of the guys that you need to, then you're in big trouble. You better be running three tight. I said that about the Buccaneers. I said, I don't understand why they don't have Brate and Gronkowski out there on every play blocking, because those guys are penetrating. Von Miller and Aaron Donald are incredible. And to have that on each side is just insane.
You know, that's what I was saying, that when you look at that defense, and I mean, look at Jalen Ramsey. I mean, he is a great, great ball player. And he's a Pro Bowler. And this guy can cover. And the Rams, they're strong. They finally have a total package. Before, they were missing a couple of links. Now they got a total package. So they got Cooper Kupp. They got Odell Beckham. Now he's got some guns to throw to. Now he can gun it. He can run it. He can dunk it or he can throw it. And now they couldn't do that before, Jeff and Patricia.
They got the three major key players. Absolutely. And I think they're going to take it all the way. And I'm so happy to have my LA Rams just where they're at. This is just so exciting.
Well, I'll tell you this much. On the other side of that ball, the San Francisco 49ers defense are no schlubs. That's going to be a very good defensive matchup. I guess I just wasn't aware. I mean, I knew the names, but I really hadn't watched that many LA Rams games, and watching that defensive line coming, it's crazy. They are very, very talented up front on the defense. And you know, San Francisco, it'll be a fun game to watch. It could potentially get ugly if San Francisco's defense can't stop the Rams offense, because I do believe that the Rams defense will definitely be able to stop Jimmy G and the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, you know something, never count that Jimmy G out, because, you know, he played with Tom Brady many, many years, and he knows the field, and he knows where he can dunk and plunk. And that's the key, to move the ball down the field. And that's what he does the best. Jimmy G can move the ball down the field. And so
And they have studs on offense too. I mean, Deebo Samuel is an incredible athlete. He's a Swiss Army knife, if you want to call him that. And George Kittle is a Rob Gronkowski, Travis Kelce-esque tight end. I mean, they've got weapons. So I don't think that you can penetrate that defense though. But we'll see.
Well, we'll find out.
It's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a great game.
Guess what I'm going to have for lunch Sunday, Eddie?
Cincinnati chili.
I'm going to have me some Skyline chili, buddy. Chili. I've been made fun of. I mean, I got it wrong with the Cincinnati Bearcats, but, you know, I've ridden the Skyline chili train so far, and I do absolutely love Joe Burrow as a quarterback, and you gave me a little ribbing about the fact that I said that Cincinnati never had a great quarterback before, and you asked me if I thought Joe Burrow was a great quarterback, and I responded yes, and I do believe that you are at least somewhat on the Joe Burrow train now, are you not, Eddie?
Well, all I'm going to tell you is this. Joe Burrow is a Ferrari, and you got to protect him. And if they protect him, the Bengals will be Super Bowl bound. I can tell you that.
I don't know. That Patrick Mahomes is just, he's slick and fast, and I really like him. It's going to be another great battle of the quarterbacks for sure.
I'm really looking forward to this game. I hope it's everything it should be and it lives up to the hype that it's going to have going in. I mean, obviously the Chiefs are going to be major. They're going to be favored in this game by a lot. And I think Cincinnati, they've got their guy. And I remember when the St. Louis Rams faced the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, and everybody said that the St. Louis Rams were the greatest show on turf. They're going to, who's this kid playing quarterback for the New England Patriots? And we were introduced to Tom Brady. And I feel like we may be getting our introduction to Joe Burrow. The kid is a winner, and I'm not getting off the Skyline Chili train until the Skyline Chili train comes to a stop. And it could come to a stop this weekend in Kansas City, but we will see.
Well, you know something, Jeff, make sure you got some really good pasta spaghetti, you know, and then heat that Skyline chili up and pour it over that pasta. And
have some cornbread, maybe.
That's it. And, with you know.
But don't forget about Patrick Mahomes. That's what I'm saying.
He won't let you, so he'll be all in their face all day long. And so it's really even – you know, it's whatever team can really blink first is going to win this game. And if they bust it wide open, it'll be a runaway. And the Chiefs can bust it wide open quick. And so can Cincinnati. And Burrow is a winner. And you can't take that away from a guy.
Nope.
He was a winner at LSU. He won the Heisman Trophy at LSU. Then he came to Cincinnati. And he's been winning for them Cincinnati Skyline Bengals.
Completely changed the face of that franchise, and that's big.
Yes, they needed it. They needed a real good guy that's a winner. It's like Patrick Mahomes is in KC. They needed that face to put up on a poster where kids can say, man, that's my hero. You know, who was the hero in Cincinnati?
The last one was Boomer Esiason.
Well, hell, they're all in old folks' home.
Well, I mean, the NFL studios, old folks' homes. I mean, they're kind of the same. Hey, listen,
you know,
Eddie.
I mean, that's Boomer Esiason was playing back when I was a child. Man, what's his demo?
I don't know. I mean, it was
60 to dead.
It was Boomer to Chris Collinsworth, and I saw Chris Collinsworth calling one of the games over the weekend, and he is looking long in the tooth. Hey, Eddie, this wasn't on the agenda, but let's talk about this, because only one player was elected into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame today, and it was Big Poppy. David Ortiz is going to the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling didn't get enough votes to get in, and we know that Bonds and Clemens were a long
Barry
shot.
Bonds.
Because of the steroid era, and they have basically shut the door and locked it on those steroid era players. Although Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, okay, it's disappointing that he won't be in the Hall of Fame, although I do believe he deserves to, but it is getting ridiculous when Barry Bonds isn't going to be in the Hall of Fame. We've got another Pete Rose situation on our hands, and believe me, Pete Rose should be in, and Barry Bonds should definitely be in. And
you know, when you had the commissioner of baseball, he told Pete, if you will admit that you gambled on baseball, I'll make sure you're put in the Hall of Fame. Well, they lied to him.
Yeah. And they made him look like a fool, and then they didn't give him the payoff.
And they rubbed his face in it. And you know something? That's why people have trouble with professional athletes, because the upper management lies to you. And they want to ride you like an old Georgia mule until you drop. And then next, bring me in the new mule. You know what I mean? And so they don't care about you. They don't care about your family. They don't care about anything but what you can do for them.
The funny thing to me is, I get it. There definitely shouldn't be gambling when you're an athlete. You definitely shouldn't be gambling on your sport. But the funny thing about Pete Rose is that he didn't bet to lose. He bet to win. He bet for his team to win. And I mean, if you're a player on a team, I feel like that's something you should be doing anyway. I don't know if the gambling part of it, but he bet to win, and he went out there and he won some and he lost some.
Now, how in the world are you going to justify NFL being partners with DraftKings?
I can't. The teams being in Vegas are a problem for me too, because I feel like they're opening this door to their people are going to start getting in the ears of these players being.
Oh, they already been in there forever.
I'm telling you, it's gambling is, we're in a new era of gambling where they're really pushing to make it worldwide and definitely countrywide here in the U.S. I mean, we've got a petition here in Florida to sign to legalize sports gambling in Florida. I mean, I see both sides of this. I like to play on DraftKings. I enjoy, I never get in over my head though. And gambling, it's like alcohol, you know, you can take it away, but some people are going to have a problem with it and they're not going to be able to manage their use of it. So I kind of feel like gambling is something that you should be able to do, but I don't know. Being the NFL and being sponsored by DraftKings and sponsored by BetMGM and all of these things, it seems like those two things should be separated. It's like church and state. Keep them separate.
Yeah, it's kind of like an oxymoron, really. Yeah. And it's like when you start looking at things, you know, you're going to chastise Pete Rose. He can't be in the Hall of Fame because he gambles. But the NFL can partner up with one of the biggest gambling houses in the United States.
Times are different now. It was looked down. I mean, baseball had a big black eye because of the fact that the White Sox through a World Series.
Yeah, that was 1919.
And I mean, and Pete Rose was betting in the 80s. I mean, the time between 1919 and 1980 was 60 years. The time between 1980 and 22 is 42 years. So we're getting close to the same amount of distance in time. So I really feel like it's a different era, you and I shouldn't argue about this because I think Pete Rose should be in. I think Barry Bonds should be in.
I think
Kurt Schilling should be in. I think Roger Clemens should be in. Kurt Schilling didn't even do steroids. They're after him for a whole completely different reason. But anyway, we got to take a break again. So we'll see you after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health.
With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now back to Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts.
We are back to Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts all over the world and all around the world with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Summerland. Eddie.
What's up, baby? Hey, what a show we had today. It's a great, great, great show. And thanks for all the listeners for listening in. And Patricia, we got to get those comic books moving. Tell them about that comic book.
Oh, my bio comic book, which is a little bit about my life story. I want to thank John Crowther and Kevin Laporte and all the great artists, Marvel Comics, Artistry and all that, that did this comic book. And yes, it's on social media. You can check, you know, me out and I'll post it for you and you can buy it that way. I do have a special edition encyclopedia that's going out on Kickstarter by the publishing company February 6th. You know, go ahead and join that Kickstarter. You'll get a free encyclopedia and some goodies out of that, I believe. And that will be out there soon all over as it is on social media.
All right, great.
So check it out.
Let's do our picks here. 49ers versus the Rams. Who you got, Eddie?
I really want the Rams to win. I really do.
All right, Patricia.
I'm going for the Rams all the way.
I figured that. I'm taking the Rams too. So it's a clean sweep for the Rams. Bengals, Chiefs. Eddie, what do you think?
I'm going with the Bengals.
Oh, he's on the skyline, chili train.
Wow.
What do you think, Patricia?
I'm going with the Chiefs, guys.
Yeah, it's a safe pick, the Chiefs, but I'm taking the Bengals too, Eddie, because I don't get off that train until that train is out of the station, and it is still in the station.
Well, you know something that Burrow showed me a lot, and he's a winner, and you can't make a winner.
No.
You're either a winner or you're not a winner, and he's a winner. And I'm not saying that Patrick –
I'm staying with Mahomes.
But yeah. You can. And you're going to lose. But it's okay.
That's
and,
okay.
Well, the funny thing is that Patrick Mahomes is also a winner, but there are levels of winner. And we saw when Mahomes faced Brady in the Super Bowl last year, Brady bested him because Brady is more of a winner than Patrick Mahomes. So we're going to see if Burrows is more of a winner than Patrick Mahomes this weekend, and it's going to be fun to see.
Yes, it will. It's going to be some great games.
All right, well, we got to get out of here. You want to say goodbye, Eddie?
Well, thank you for listening this week, and it's been a great show. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Patricia. See you guys
next
week.
Thank you.